All right, got to get to Dwayne Bussey, Bolt Ag Marketing down in northeast South Dakota, where the rain has just ended. And in Britain at the Mezzonet there for SDSU, 6,100. Dwayne, how much rain did you get? Have you checked the rain gauge yet?
I haven't here. My farm's about 7 miles north, but I was working around to south of Britain when it first hit. And I can tell you that last round got a little muddy and a little wet, and somebody left some mud on the highway when they left for home. I'm not sure who that was, though. But yeah, nice rain down here in South Dakota this morning.
All right, I'll bet you that it was. I know who it was. It was one of the guys that milk cows.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, over towards Sisseton, inch and a half, and west of Aberdeen, they got an inch and 2/10. So. Man, there's just a good rain there this morning. So, did you need it?
Actually, believe it or not, it was. As often as I talked about how wet we are and that, like, it's funny, you're only 3 to 4 weeks away from a drought, and it had been about that long since we've had rain. So, pretty welcome rain. It sounds like there's probably more coming tonight yet.
Hour ago, I was visiting with the extension agent out at Beach, North Dakota, and she said this is the greenest drought she's ever experienced. So, that's kind of the case this year, huh?
Yeah, for sure. That's a good deal.
What happened to the market? We had a little momentum, Monday momentum carrying through today, and that was a good thing.
It was a very good thing. Yeah, obviously the story yesterday was China and a little bit of, you know, U.S. weather concern. The weather concern, I think, really is kind of a back burner. Like, it's concerning, but the last 14 days everywhere but North Dakota and northern South Dakota has had adequate moisture. So it really isn't that scary yet, but China coming in and buying is a big deal. And I think China bought the board as well. You know, yeah, they probably bought some soybeans. We'll find out in a day or two. I think eventually they buy corn from us, you know, and if they're going to buy 25 million metric ton of soybeans from us, like the White House has promised or told us they have agreed to, they'd have to buy 1 million metric ton each week from now until when Brazil's harvest their 2027 soybeans. So it's time for China to get going.
Yeah, and the price is right. It bottomed out. Now, so 10 cargoes amounts to about how much? I'm sorry to put you on the spot here, South Dakota farm boy math.
No. That's okay. 10 cargoes would probably be closer to that 600,000 metric tons. So
okay.
A good start, yeah. But, yeah, they're going to have to definitely be buying quite a bit to reach that 25 million metric ton. And, you know, you mentioned we were on sale last week, and that's just it. When we got this China deal, and I didn't doubt that we had it, I think it means higher lows for our prices instead of higher highs, and meaning that when it gets cheap, China will step in and buy. But at the highs, they'll be smart buyers and they'll back off.
But it's going to raise then the 20 and 30-day moving averages that should get the charts looking better.
Charts look a lot better. And then, you know, the kind of tech trader loves to see the trade action today. The big up day on Monday followed through with more buying today. And we tested both sides of unchanged early this morning, but the way we finished just seemed like funds were coming back in here and buying this market. And boy, the funds have kind of had a tough year so far. They really rallied this market early on, got extremely long, and then watched it sell off. And now they got short some corn positions, and now they're trying to flip and go the other way again. And they do it with such volume and so much power, we just have to be wary of which way they're headed and maybe ride the coattails a little bit.
So do we need China to keep buying, as you mentioned? Do we need the funds to keep getting back into commodities and out of the stock market? How can we maintain this momentum to the upside?
I think there's probably three factors. You're right. China to continue to buy, or at least rumors that they're buying. The funds to buy, which might be China investing in buying our commodities too. And then the last thing is that weather that we've talked about a little bit too. You know, right now there is this heat ridge that does come in this weekend. Most experts have it breaking down and moving back to the west late next week. I mean, you're a meteorologist yourself. You can tell me if I'm right or wrong, but that's an extended forecast. That's far out there. You know, if we come back at the end of this week or beginning of next week, and that heat ridge is still in place, boy, that'll light some fireworks on these markets, too.
Yeah, I think any heat we get this summer is going to be short-lived, but then it's going to come back again. So it's just one of those years where, you know, we've had a bunch of cool days, and now we got a bunch of warm days, and no, like, 3 weeks of 100-degree temperatures up here. So that's my opinion anyway. So
I think you're right. And I've got some clients further south, like southern Minnesota, that have just a monster crop coming that's starting to push tassels. So they're so far along, they're starting to be wondering, well, what can really hurt the crop anymore? And so, I mean, it's fun to be bullish in this market rallies because maybe funds are buying and getting on the wrong side again. We got to be aware that there's some crops that almost can't get hurt anymore. So we're going to have a crop this fall. You know, the size, of course, will vary a lot. We'll debate that for weeks and months and maybe a year ahead here. But we're going to have a crop in the U.S., so if we rally so high, it'll be time to hedge again.
Yeah, all right. Well, this week might be a good time to do that, or at least start the process. So how do producers get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can call us here directly, 605-448-2365, or they can check us out online at boltmarketingllc.com.
All right, in beautiful north of Britton, South Dakota. Pretty green
right
down there, too, and a little mud on the road. So, but we'll ignore that.
Yep, watch out for that.
Okay, have a good rest of the week, Duane. Always good to visit with you.
You too, Mick. Thanks.